Welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning on MyTalk 107.1 and streaming around the world on our website, on our app, and on various home devices. I'm Jason Matheson along with Alexis Thompson, Dawn McClain, and Kenny. It is 7:05 on this Wednesday, September 23rd, 2020. Raise your glass, take a sip of your refreshing morning beverage, and let's start the show. Cheers, everyone. Cheers.
Cheers.
So today on the best of
what?
Today on the best of birthday pranks, we're gonna bring we have an old one, an oldie but a goodie. This birthday prank, what is it, Dawn?
Wait a minute.
This one's about what?
Aren't we supposed to talk to B. Arthur right now?
Yeah. Oh hell no.
Oh, I thought we were doing the best of birthday pranks.
No,
we
are. We have her on hold, the DL, the Dark Lord. If you'd like to talk to her, she has a special announcement about Project Down and Dirty.
Yeah. Oh, for the first time in years, she's listening to the 7 o'clock hour of our show. It's B. Arthur, everyone.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you guys?
Doing good.
Excited, good. Nervous, all of the above.
Good. Is this Mike?
Yes, it is. Speaking.
Hey, Mike. Today is the day that...
Oh, I'm sorry. I played a birthday prank, B. I'm sorry. I accidentally...
Oh, my God. That scared me.
I thought...
Too.
Well, no, I thought we were doing best of birthday pranks, but
he's
alas,
trying to get out of this by just playing a birthday prank here instead.
Yeah, anyway. Uh-huh.
It was Kenny's idea.
Before I start, hey, Kenny, can you not pee in everyone's Cheerios?
I'm not talking. Tell her I'm not talking to her.
Okay.
B, Kenny is not speaking to you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I think Kenny will like this.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, yes. We are.
Oh.
Okay, I gave you a clue yesterday. What was it?
Historical.
Okay. On October 30th, 1938, that was 82 years ago.
You were born.
A radio show debuted on October 30th, 2020. My Talk 107.1 will recreate War of the Worlds by Orson Welles.
What?
As a comedy.
Oh my gosh, this is awesome. Wow.
How are we going to do that, B?
Oh, we have plans.
Oh, that's great. Hello?
Yep.
You guys missed something, though. She said as a comedy.
Right.
Okay.
So if you guys, okay. you guys remember any of the history, I mean, you weren't alive. None of us were, except
you
me.
Were. Yeah.
But War of the Worlds debuted in 1938, which I'm not sure whose idea it was to scare the crap out of the country during World War II, but right. there you go.
Oh, Halloween, maybe?
Orson Welles.
Yeah, right? But the legend is that the country got scared and thought it was real. It is a radio show that's 55 minutes long, and it's a radio show of a radio show.
Right.
Oh, right? So this will be real deep dive.
So they pretend it was a radio show that they cut into, quote unquote, and talked about aliens invading America.
Oh, my fear.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, everybody knows this, right? I'm hearing a lot of silence from Jason and Kenny both.
Yeah, guys, are
What's
you there?
What's going on? Are you not excited?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
I heard somebody opening a package like they're eating something. Apparently, this
right.
is...
The radio geek in Jason, I thought, would really love this.
No. No. Stand by, Dark Lord. I just have questions. Gosh.
He's a sponge. He's just soaking it in right now.
Thank you, Lex. Thank you. I am soaking it in because I don't quite get it. So we're going to spend several days... rehearsing our roles. You're going to assign the roles. How is this going to work?
I guess it was what I'm asking. Here's where it gets really interesting. This show will be directed by local, well-known, the best known, probably local director, Peter Rothstein.
Oh, okay. We're in good hands. That's great.
It will be rewritten by Jeffrey Hatcher, who okay. wrote the movie The Good Liar with Ian McClellan and Helen Mirren.
Wow, cool.
He wrote Glen Sheen, the musical.
Wow.
Whoa, okay.
He wrote The Duchess with Keira Knightley.
Nice.
How did we get this star power?
And then, so he's writing it. We have a woman named Katherine Horowitz, who is the best known Foley artist, sound effects artist in the Twin Cities. She's going to be directing live Foley, live sound effects.
Very neat. Okay.
Wow. And it will be video. It will be shot in video by our video producer, Carl Demmer. Carl is the one that we worked with on Rock Band.
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay. Oh. So that's. Oh, and oh, Jason Hansen, our friend from the musical, will be doing the live music.
Oh, that's we love him.
Wow.
Okay.
And where?
And
where,
here's how it's going to work. Here's how it's going to work, Jay. Okay. So, where we broadcast from every day, if we're in the studio, we have four production rooms, which are studios, and we have the control room that Don is in and the talk studio that Jason is sometimes in or Lex would be in if they were in. Those six studios, after 6 o'clock at night, will become a recording suite where you guys will have rehearsed during the day maybe the first seven pages of, it's about a 19-page long script as it's written. So you'll record, let's say, pages 1 through 6, and then at 6 o'clock at night, you'll come in and we'll do takes from front to back a couple of times till we like what we have. And then Carl will put that video together. People will pay once that whole video is together, front to back. We'll never revisit pages 1 through 6 or 7. We'll never revisit what we recorded. We'll get the take, we'll put it down, and then by Friday night, it'll be a complete video. You guys won't be dressed up in costume. You're radio actors. So
we won't get to be in costume?
Alexis, you can wear one if you want to.
You can. If you want to, you can, Lex.
You can, you're the alien, okay? Let's make that clear. You're the alien. Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
People can watch you do this show on Friday night, and we'll have a paywall up for a very low price. I mean, the tickets will be very cheap.
Okay.
And people can come and watch you guys do this video live. Or they can wait till Monday and we'll turn it around as a radio broadcast people can listen to for free.
Oh, very good. Wow. Okay, this is really fun. I love this.
And there's always a charity component. How's that going to work?
Well,
so your charity, what we did this year, guys, is we tried to pick the charities that work with people that are most affected by COVID.
Yes.
Perfect.
Love
okay?
that.
Okay. So your charity is going to work with, you're going to work with a charity that works very closely with senior citizens who have been really affected by COVID.
Yes.
You're working with Little Brothers, Friends of the Elderly.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yes. We love, our Liz and all of the friends there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, I love that.
You'll be talking to them later this morning.
Wonderful.
Donna and Steve are going to raise money for Alina Health Care for Caregivers.
Okay. Awesome.
Colleen and Bradley are going to raise money for a charity we worked with for hunger, the Sheridan Story that helps feed kids that are not in school.
Yeah.
And then Lori and Julia are going to work with Springboard for the Arts that helps artists that aren't working during the pandemic.
Oh, I love that.
Okay.
I love that.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Well, we actually have Peter Rothstein holding on. He's been holding on for about 15 minutes here. Do we want to take a break and then hopefully we can still talk to him?
Let's do that. Let's take a break and we'll talk to Peter when we come back. Stay with us. Talk about a throwback. A big throwback is coming via Project Down and Dirty. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1 and streaming around the world at MyTalk, not the war of the worlds, around the world at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Moments ago, the dreaded B. Arthur announced the theme for year 10 of Project Down and Dirty, and this year it is Project Down and Dirty Classic Radio Drama. We are going to be recreating a comedic version of the Orson Welles classic War of the Worlds on the exact anniversary of that broadcast, October 30th. Joining us on the phone is director extraordinaire. I don't know what we had to do to get him. I don't know if... Did we have to trade, like, Julia for him or something? I don't know. Is the great Peter Rothstein. Hi, Peter.
Hi, friends. How are you?
Okay, Peter. I always ask people that do these with us the first question, What the hell were you thinking? How did they convince you to do this, Peter?
Oh, my gosh. It was easy. I can't wait to be together with you all. And it is a fascinating, the event in 1938 was really fascinating. You know, they think 32 million listeners were tuning into the radio, mm-hmm. and it freaked people out. I mean, people thought Martians had landed in New Jersey and were going to their storm shelters and fleeing their homes. And I mean, it's this kind of phenomenon around this live broadcast that Orson Welles put together that really people thought it was real.
Peter, what do you think is going to be the biggest challenge for you, not only recreating this, but putting a comedic spin as you look at this in its totality? What's going to be the biggest challenge other than working with us goobers?
Yeah, that might be number one.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You know, I think the hard thing right now for all of us, right, is how do we do it when we're not in the room together? Mm. And for collaborative artists, theater artists, it's all about being in the room together. And it's not one idea, it's the collective idea. And so we've been spending time just kind of strategizing how we're going to do that with people in different spaces. And when we can be in the same building, actually, in just different studios, it'll be helpful. But I think that's going to be what's interesting, but also the most challenging thing.
Right. Do we have to try out for our roles, or are you already going to have that figured out?
Oh, well, we haven't figured that out yet. I think we might want to do some auditions just for fun, don't
you
think?
Yes. Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Peter.
Oh, that's an evil laugh.
I know. Oh, I'm scared. We're going to have to audition. Oh, no. Oh. I'm so Peter Rothstein.
You know, Jeffrey
is our
Hatcher is brilliant. He's a brilliant comedic writer. He's had a great career on Broadway and in film, and he lives in the Twin Cities. And so he'll be also kind of localizing the script. We haven't decided exactly where the Martians will land, but they will be in Fridley or somewhere nearby. but it'll be really fun to have Jeff in the room. And he will also continue to rewrite as we work, which will be fun.
Oh, this is going to be great because mostly it was just Orson Welles delivering the message, you know, in the original War of the Worlds. So I'm really excited to see how he's going to rewrite this.
Yeah, you know, there were actually about 23 characters, but they were real small parts. So, yeah, we're figuring out how to divvy it up. But part of I think what was really fun is they would have an announcer step in, and then the announcer went missing because he got too close to the spaceship.
Right.
And so, right?
Yeah.
The radio announcers keep kind of disappearing as they get gobbled up by the Martians or taken away. So I think we're going to have a lot of fun riffing on that.
May I suggest Alexis play the role of an alien? Because we feel like she is an alien anyway. We've had many jokes about that on the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm ready.
A little typecasting there,
kind of like Fight Club. I'm not supposed to talk about it, but you know. I do have some experience. So. What's that?
Alexa, you wanted to wear a costume, right?
Yes.
So. Yes, I do.
So we'll figure out that alien costume for you.
Wonderful.
She'll start crafting now.
Yeah, let me know. I've got googly eyes. I have puffy paint. I've got a lot of the supplies we need. So
she has the whole thing.
Low budget.
Well, Peter, let's just say right away, thank you for your time. Thank you for doing this. We're very excited just to be able to work with you. That's worth doing this all by itself. So we're excited to collaborate with you. And we will be talking soon, my friend.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. Director extraordinaire, bye-bye. Peter Rothstein, everyone.
We're in good hands. I was nervous until she said all of the great people we're working with, and then, okay, I feel much better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is going to be great.
Okay, I'm still confused, though. Is Bea Arthur gone?
She left a long time ago.
Okay, good.
She was gone after the first segment.
Oh, good. That's okay, good. That's exactly what we want.
Yeah. Okay. What's on your mind, James?
I don't. Well, first of all, I'm very excited. She's right. The reason I was so quiet there is I think I'm half asleep, or I haven't had enough caffeine, or I haven't had any vodka. But I'm still a little confused of the process. She was rattling on, and I think I tune her out so easily.
Oh, right. You started to fade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I fade. I mean, Kenny, I think you have it too. She says like 12 words, and then my mind automatically, no, he fell asleep too.
Yeah,
know. Maybe he's not connected anymore.
No.
Easier.
But she says like 12 words, and then my mind, like a door, just shuts. So I don't quite understand. She was talking about rooms and recordings and
all the different places.
And we'll never revisit something. And I just, my mind was like closed. You know, the doors Titanic started to sink and the doors started closing. That's my mind was like, warning, close, close, you know, anyway. So how is that going to work? We're doing each night.
At 6 o'clock, once everything kind of shuts down, we're all going to go into the studios in different rooms, of course, and record, you know, 6 pages of the War of the Worlds. And then we're going to move on in the next night. So then on October 30th, that Friday, we'll have a whole production. It's an hour long program. I'm guessing it will be about the same length.
So it will not be live.
All the sound effects. No.
We will not be live.
They'll be they'll be videoing the whole time, so maybe I don't know if that will be live.
The people will be able to tune into that, I think.
Yeah.
So that's where the paywall is. Oh, okay. she might be texting us now.
She's texting right now. I heard a twinkle.
Yeah.
Do you have a question, idiot? Oh, that must be for me.
I didn't get that one.
Do you have questions, idiot? Yeah, no, you got it too, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't need you explaining it. That's how I got into this trouble to begin with. No.
I need to listen to the entire The War of the Worlds. Have you guys listened to the whole thing?
Absolutely.
I need to do that, and also, it's a book too.
Yeah, I don't read, so we'll have to
do it.
Yeah.
Right. You got to listen to the broadcast. Right. It's great. People thought it was real.
I listened to some of it. Yeah.
I mean, there were some people that died by suicide because they thought it was real.
Oh, my goodness. Uh-huh.
Can I play that character?
No. Okay. We have to hear Kenny. Kenny, it's not a character. Okay, let's take a break. I want to hear from Kenny. Kenny. 727, we'll be back right after this. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis to the morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything old-time radio. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny, your morning friends.
Hello.
Wednesday, September 23rd. Hello. 23rd, 2020. It's going to be another summer-like day. Instead of September 23rd, it's going to be like August 23rd. So
crazy.
We're right in the middle of a conversation about a half hour ago. The dreaded host beast B. Arthur revealed year 10 of Project Down and Dirty will be Project Down and Dirty classic radio drama. The My Talk players, instead of reading Dawn's high school notes, will actually be reading War of the Worlds. We'll be recreating War of the Worlds, a classic radio drama, on the exact anniversary of that broadcast. As an old school broadcasting geek, this is so cool. I'm so excited. Now, Kenny, you have been very quiet. Your thoughts?
Let's focus on the charity. I love little brothers helping the elderly.
Friends of the elderly.
Yeah. I'm trying to avoid playing a part.
I'm all about hanging out with old people. I have been my whole life. And I don't need a special reason to do that. But helping out the charity is the main goal here. So
absolutely.
We'll focus on that,
Kenny. Dawn, can you get B. Arthur back on the phone?
Sure.
Yeah, let's give her a call again because I love Lori and Julia. Lori and Julia tweeted their response. Lori and Julia goes, Lori and Julia goes, great, but we're confused.
What does it all mean?
They're confused. I love it. They're like, B. Arthur, this is great, but what? We're confused. So, yeah, I still have just a couple questions. For the dreaded hose beast.
She's on with us right now.
Yeah, hi, hose beast. Hello?
Hey, B.
Oh, God. Did she not pay her phone bill again?
I think she should be on. Hello?
You there?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I don't know be wrong.
Maybe she didn't pay her
maybe
AT&T bill.
Put her on
bill.
Hold again and then bring it up again.
Bring it up again. B. Arthur?
Hello?
There
you are. Okay, there we go. We thought you didn't pay your phone bill. Hey, I'm okay. I'm very excited. I think this is uber, uber cool. But my mind automatically shuts you down after you start talking for a couple minutes. So I'm still a little confused.
Okay.
Okay. So we're not going to be doing this live, right, B?
No, we thought about doing it live, but the problem is that if we try and do it live and the technology poops out in the middle of it, we're going to have a problem.
Yeah.
So we'll be doing it live to tape.
Got it.
We'll take live takes, and whatever live take we like, we're going to keep. And then the next night, we'll do another bunch of pages. And then, by the way, also, guys, different this year because you will be, just so people know, you will be socially distanced. That's why we'll have 6 studios. Mm-hmm. You will not be living together or sleeping together or locked up. You will go home every night.
Mm-hmm.
You will not be living, together in a hotel or whatever. But we will, so we'll be working at 6 o'clock at night to get the version we need. And so, yeah, I just think that this will be a very interesting process. And because of all that, we're going to be asking a little less from you, a lot less this year. You're not locked away. We're going to expand the days a little bit. Monday of that week, typically we start on Tuesday night. Monday of that week, you guys will do a live table read.
Okay.
All the way through front to back. That'll be the only time that you guys will go through it from the beginning to the end.
But we'll be at home, like away from each other?
Some of you might be home. Some of you might be in the studio. It depends technically on how we do it. We'll have to figure it out.
Okay.
So, but, I mean, people will have the opportunity to watch your live table read.
I see.
Oh, fun. Okay. That's fun. I like that. Mm-hmm. I'm totally on board. I think this is awesome. Okay, let me see. So you covered that. Because Lori and Julie are still confused. I just want you to know. They tweeted their official response. I feel like it's President Trump. I feel like they're press Jason, secretary. Yeah.
Jason, is it just you and me talking right now?
Well, yeah. Everyone can hear you, but yeah, sure, go ahead.
Okay. There's a promo that, if it hasn't run yet, it will.
Okay.
Because I knew that Lori and Julia, I had to write it because Rob was out, I knew that Lori and Julia wouldn't understand because they already do a radio show. They'd be like, yeah, but why do we have to do another radio show? Right?
Okay, that's good. Yes. Okay, I like that. Yeah, yeah.
So in the promo, you'll hear it. In the promo, Julie's like, what even is that?
Okay, that is perfect. You're absolutely right. Yes.
Only Lori and Julia would be confused that they are radio hosts for the last 18-some years.
Uh-huh.
Who are confused, they will be confused why they're doing a radio show.
Yes. But I have to defend the girls a little bit. I was I was confused as well as far as the mechanics of this, of how
for sure.
Down a Dirty Classic radio drama was going to go, which is what we're talking about. If you just tuned in, we are recreating War of the Worlds. I was confused. Is it going to be live? Is it going to be this? Because I was
giving up the character.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, and I don't blame you. I mean, honestly, a lot of the conversations we've had in the last 2 weeks with Peter Rothstein and Dan and I and Brooke was trying to figure out how to do it. Yeah. You know, how do we do it? How do we make money on it to the charity's benefit? And how do we keep you guys socially distanced?
Okay, well, let me ask you this, because Peter Rothstein, there was a couple questions he couldn't answer. This is fun. What has to be determined still? What are you guys still trying to figure out? I'm assuming parts, because Alexis asked about that.
Well, we don't have Jeffrey Hatcher's rewrite yet. So once we get the rewrite, he and Peter will go through and start looking at you don't know, you haven't read the script for War of the Worlds, but when you read it, and Dawn alluded to this, it's a lot of Orson Welles. You know, I mean, it's long monologues.
Yeah.
So the rewrite will divide parts. There were no women in it that I remember. So parts will be recast and renamed. You know, yeah, the essence of the show will stay the same, but the rewrite. So Peter or Jeffrey's got to rewrite it. Then we'll figure out who's playing what parts, and so that's all undetermined. We've got about 5 weeks to figure this out.
I just tweeted the original broadcast. It's on YouTube. If if you want to go to my Twitter, Dawn at Dark, I just it's the whole broadcast.
Nice.
Yeah,
I read the script a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago. I went through the script. It's like 19 pages, but there's like 26 parts, I think.
Yeah.
But we're going to combine some of those parts so they're bigger parts, and some people will play more than one character. So you'll have to develop some character voices.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
So
that'll be fun.
So fun.
I can't wait.
By the way, I want to shout out to the engineers, Mike and Jake. One of the hardest things about this, and the audience may not understand this, but we do because we've been going through a pandemic trying to get different studios that we operate out of to talk to other studios. To get 6 studios where you guys can all hear each other, hear the direction, and record it all is really difficult.
Yeah.
So we have 6 studios on our side of the hallway in the building that Jake and Mike have figured out how to get them all to talk to each other, hear each other, and record it all. So you guys, if 6 of you, you know, if 5 of you are going to be in the scenes for that day, then you guys will come into the studios. Most studios will be one of you. A couple of the bigger studios will have you socially distanced with 2 of you that can come in and out. That was really difficult to figure out. How do we have enough studios to record all of this?
Yeah.
And then Carl Demmer is going to come in with about 6 or 7 cameras and a live switcher so that he can commit this all to video.
I love it.
This is great.
I will just end on this. I will not identify the MyTalker, the MyTalk host, but I just received a hysterical tweet from a MyTalk host that said, obviously, Julia will be playing the Orson Welles part. Lots of long monologues.
Yeah.
Oh, we love our Julia.
We love our Julia. Julia's Orson Welles random thoughts coming up in October.
Yeah, listen for the promo, guys. I think we captured Julia's and Lori and Julia's emotions around this, and I think you'll like it.
Oh, that's awesome. Our girls. Okay, thanks, cool. B. Go back. You got a new coffin. How is it? Is the padding good?
Okay, bye now.
Bye. There we go. Yeah. 7:42. Let's take a break. We'll be back right after these.
Hello. My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Alexis.
Hey, I'm here.
Are you here?
Good morning.
Good.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Excited about Project Down and Dirty this year?
Yeah. We are recreating the War of the Worlds, the hour-long broadcast, which I knew about. I know, you know, the aliens and Orson Welles, he wrote it and he was the narrator, but I haven't listened to the whole thing. So are you guys going to be doing that tonight? Or maybe
sorry.
I listened to it many a times. How you doing, Jace?
I'm sorry. I was typing to you guys and that went anyway. Welcome back, everybody. Sorry about it.
Right.
I was typing and talking to Julia, actually, which is rare.
Oh,
Julia,
what'd she
I know.
Say?
Julia's actually excited. Let me read the text. She goes, I was thinking the same thing about the monologues. And she writes, I am going to be so good at the reading part.
Oh, my gosh.
They're going to be a riot together or with us. I mean, it's going to be fun to hear all of us intermixing and, you know, the different characters and everything.
It's going to be a hoot.
You guys listened to the broadcast recently, or is that something that you're going to be deep diving into as well?
No. Dawn, have you? I'm sorry.
I know that I have redone it with, like, I used to do an Radio Heyday. It was like an old, we did recreated old dramas, radio dramas before it's a podcast that I used to be a part of. And so we've actually done it before, but we just didn't change it. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, fun. I hear Kenny laughing. What do you,
Kenny? No, I was just, actually, my question is for Dawn. What do you think of Orson Welles? Do you like him? Because
I love him. I've read two books about him. Oh, I just love him. Like you like Evel Knievel, I like Orson Welles.
Oh, really? We could have great off-air debates about Orson Welles because I am the opposite. No.
Oh, really?
No. Oh, yeah. This is fun.
You don't like Citizen Kane? Yeah.
No, I don't. I think it's awful.
Oh, come on. Don't even start with me right now.
I think Orson Welles has always been about Orson Welles.
Well, sure.
That's true.
But this is kind of an off-air discussion. I mean, this conversation is nowhere on the air. I've always felt that he was completely self-absorbed and so overrated and kind of an okay actor.
Oh, God. I mean, that's known as like the best film of all time for what it did and when it was made. I mean, he did like revolutionary. He invented so many different camera tricks and things that people never even thought of. And just, I love that movie.
What do you admire most about him, about Orson Welles?
He was an innovator, you know. He went from doing stage plays to pretty much just taking over radio dramas in the 1930s, and then he moved on to film. He was just an all-around great performer, but also a really messed up personal life, which is interesting too.
How so? I know very little about him.
He was a womanizer. He had several affairs. He worked into his 70s and just, gosh, he's just really fascinating to me.
Admit one thing. If Citizen Kane is a great movie, everything after was pretty much a piece of crap.
Oh, come on, Kenny.
I'm serious.
Now, how would you feel if I spoke that way about Evel Knievel in the same way?
Oh, Evel Knievel was an awful, awful person. No, he was. You guys know Tom Mischke, right?
Yeah.
Well, Mischke became friends with him. And even Tom. Yeah, no. Tommy was traveling, riding the rails, actually, and got stuck in Evel Knievel's hometown in Montana and became friends with him. And even Tommy admits, he wasn't the greatest of humans. So you can't get me on that argument.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. Well, I'm going to go back and listen to it. I shouldn't say go back. I think I listened to it when I was in school, but it's been so long.
Oh, yeah.
I want to go back and listen so I can pick up some nuances and the feel of it. And even though it's going to be completely different for us, because we're doing the comedic version of it. But what, Don?
I'm just laughing about how like people were freaking out when this happened so much that they were demanding that he shut it down, like in the middle of it.
Yeah,
like
that was all real.
Yeah, the broadcast company. They were getting calls from everywhere. The police. I mean, people were absolutely, the people that knew and were in on it was like the United States is just absolutely freaking out. And it was so realistic. And they didn't say it was a joke in any way that, you know, people were, I mean, it was a different time where people believed everything they heard. And so, you know, at the end, he's like, that was just a prank. Yeah. it's true.
More people were listening, too. It's like a common thing.
Right.
What did they say? 32 million or something. Right?
Yeah. It was just a huge thing. So this is going to be, I just didn't love the fact.
Didn't they announce at the very beginning, Don, sorry to interrupt, that a dramatization?
Well, people really didn't catch that. They were just thinking that they were listening to. Yeah,
and it was,
they never mentioned it again. I think it was just at the very beginning. It alluded to something. But, you know, it's just, it was very well planned out. And it was, I don't know, I think it's one of the biggest pranks that have ever taken place.
When you were describing Orson Welles, Don, and how he went from radio to film and he innovated, the person I immediately thought of in the TV realm is Desi Arnaz.
Yeah.
Because Lucy and Desi were radio stars, got into this new medium of television, and Desi, personality traits, probably similar to Orson Welles as far as his personal flaws, but Desi... instituted the three camera sitcom, which we still use today. There's main camera and two other ones. Now there's sometimes six. But Desi, though Lucy got all the glory, and rightfully so, Desi was really the technical wizard with television, more so than Lucy. Lucy was the on-screen genius, but Desi knew how to work the camera. Even in TV's infancy, he was the guy. So when you mentioned Orson, I was thinking, well, there's Desi right there, who yeah. was the butt of jokes, but he was an innovator for TV. So anyway, I can't wait for this. I'm very excited. I think it's going to be a hoot, and it'll my friend Jen always says this: you need something to look forward to in life. This is something to look forward to.
And it is.
What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing and because to see everyone too will be fun.
One of my favorite things, he did a commercial for champagne, this French champagne, and he was super drunk the whole time during the shoot. And I'll tweet that out too. It's on YouTube. It's an
outtake. Well, we might
from
be
it.
Recreating that because Bea Arthur did say we'll be doing some old school commercials this, too.
Well, here it is right here.
French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. There's a California champagne by Paul Masson, inspired by that same French excellence. It's fermented in the bottle, and like the best French champagne, it's vintage dated. Paul Masson's superb taste shouldn't be too surprising. This champagne doesn't come from France, but it was created by a man who did, Paul Masson. Paul Masson will sell no wine before it's time.
There we go.
Oh, man, that is one of the first cuts now. I've just tweeted out the outtakes from that.
Yeah.
And you will just, it's great. You'll have a great time watching him just, the French champagne. He's just so, he's slurring his words and, oh, it's funny.
Orson Welles, Project Down and Dirty, classic radio drama. For more information, go to mytalk1071.com. As always, Project Down and Dirty is always about charity, fun and charity. We'll speak to our charity on the other side of this.
It's a beautiful day.